It's a trap!
Hello, and welcome to episode number 54 of Radio TCX.
Your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray.
So we're in a bit of a drought for X-Wing news right now, Carson.
Right, we've gotten a couple X-Wing 101 articles from Zach Bunn or Nan Torfs, the current world champion, covering some basic lists. But there haven't been really any articles covering new content.
Yeah, we are expecting the C-Rock to come out sometime in the future, but I think this is the first time where we've had a wave of X-Wing released without knowing what the next wave of X-Wing is, at least for a while.
Yeah, and they've been holding out on those sick upgrade cards.
In the meantime, we've been trying to keep busy here with updates from System Open Series and the last of the regionals for the 2017 season. In this week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple different things. Paratani's really on our minds right now. Carson, both you and I are flying that list, and we are actually very impressed with it. We can see why it's doing so well.
Yep, but I'm also over it.
And we're also going to look at a little bit some other things related to X-Wing kind of tangentially. So let's get to it.
Yeah, so to start it off, they just announced that they'll be making a world championship deck for the Game of Thrones card game.
Carson, you're a big Game of Thrones card game player, right?
Yeah, I'm all about the Starks.
And this is something we've seen before for other competitive games. Fantasy Flight has also done it with their Netrunner card game. Magic the Gathering has done world championship decks in the past where they take basically the winning decks from major tournaments and then release them to the public in a standard format so you can test out what the championship players were playing with.
Listeners probably thinking, what does this have to do with X-Wing? Well, we just wanted to pose the question, what if they did this for X-Wing? What if you could purchase Nan Torf's World's Denguru list, or perhaps even runner-up Kevin Lyons' Corin Miranda list, as a one box complete with everything you needed to play the squad?
Now, it's a little different, I think, than producing card games where they basically already got the existing cards out there and they just have to print them. In this case, they're actually packaging miniatures and models, so I don't know how practical it would be to pack two Jumpmasters, a K-Wing, and an E-Wing in one pack and release it in an economical way.
I mean, I don't think these would be as large scale of a print run as the normal ships. Just a one-time, limited printing, promotional item, really. I mean, this would be when someone shows up to an event, new player, hey, I want to play with a good squad, don't know too much about the game, here's a box with the current world's best squad.
Yeah, that has been kind of tricky, too, with X-Wing. If you want to, what they call net decking in card games, where you basically find a list online and then build that yourself, that's a little tricky in X-Wing, because sometimes these top lists require you to buy so many different expansions for single upgrade cards, single pilot cards, things like that.
And of course, with the Game of Thrones deck, to get enfranchised players to purchase it as well, who already have probably all of the cards that are available in that, they do extended art on the cards. So it's the original art, but it's a larger image and a smaller text box. We in X-Wing love those extended art cards.
When you told me about that, I thought that would be a practical way to get these lists out to people. You wouldn't necessarily give away the ships, because those are at least a little more standard to get. You know, if you buy a ship, you can at least get the model and the bases you need. But it would be really cool if we got some very special promos that would, I don't know, somehow reflect the World Championship list or have some cool extended art, because we're starting to see those extended art cards come from Fantasy Flight at, like, last year's Adepticon with the Epsilon Squadron Pilot / Blue Squadron Novice full art card.
Right, and I mean, right now when you're telling people to fly a list, you're like, oh, these ships are cool, but you need these upgrade cards in these six other packs that you're probably not going to use the ships for to fly a good list. Whereas if they just had, okay, buy two Jumpmasters and then here's all of the upgrade cards for like a, I don't know, $5 pack of just the cards would be sweet.
Yeah, some way or the other, it would be cool for players, especially new players, to be able to access these top lists and play around with them without having to buy so many different expansions. You could always just proxy the cards, make printouts online and what have you, but that's not quite as fun as playing with the actual real physical components. That's one of the reasons we like, people like us like tabletop games.
Oh, wait, here's an idea. What if they also included the world champion designed card in that set? That would be pretty cool.
Oh, tie it all together, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't want to pull sales away from whenever those later expansions come out. And this is maybe something we should mention, too. I don't think everyone knows this in X-Wing. If you win the World Championship, you actually get to work with Fantasy Flight Games to develop a card that comes out in the later expansion. We've seen things like Paul Heaver designed the Stay on Target Elite Pilot Talent card. We saw, I believe, Bo Scheck was the most recent design that was released with the Quad Jumper.
Yeah, I mean, and the Quad Jumper comes with a lot of exciting upgrade cards, not just Bo Scheck. You definitely get the sweet Salvage Crane in there also. So I don't think that would take away from sales to also include Bo Scheck in the championship list pack, per se. To go off another tangent here, in Star Wars Armada, also produced by Fantasy Flight, they have an expansion, the Corellian Conflict, that's a narrative campaign-focused expansion that just also includes new upgrade cards for existing ships in the game.
See, that's actually, I found out about this the other day because I don't play Armada, but I found out about this campaign thing. That's actually a really cool idea and something I'd actually like to see in X-Wing, because I'm sitting in all these different models of ships I can't really use competitively. My Y-Wings, my T-65s.
Have you heard of the twin laser turret, Tim? I think there's a way you can get those Y-Wings on the table.
Okay, but you know, T-65s, B-Wings, things we're not seeing out there in common usage. It would be really cool if Fantasy Flight released some sort of campaign mode version of X-Wing where they can kind of adjust the stats and game mechanics through new upgrade cards.
Yeah, it would be cool if they made X-Wing pilots that weren't just Biggs. I mean, we've seen the full range of T-65s on the table. Unfortunately, Biggs is the only one out there. And I guess that fringe West card you hear about.
Well, I think part of the problem is that the way the game has kind of escalated, a lot of these ships, even at their most basic level with their stat lines, X-Wings don't stand up to other more recently released ships. But if you put them in kind of an isolated version of, like, say, an X-Wing campaign where you just had, you know, your standard Y-Wing, X-Wing, B-Wing, A-Wing versus just TIE fighters, TIE interceptors, Lambda classes, I think you could find more effective ways to balance the game just using those ships in a kind of closed environment.
Right, and looking at the TIE Striker expansion that just came out with Wave 10, that ship does not have an impressive stat line. What makes those ships playable and even very effective in competitive X-Wing is those pilot abilities that were designed to complement a very basic stat line.
And one of the things I actually like about a lot of the recent releases from Fantasy Flight, not all of them, we've had some very broken cards come out, but things like the TIE SF, things like the TIE Striker, is they feel like very fair ships in game terms. Like right now, I'd say a TIE Defender with X7 is on the side of broken. It's just so efficient getting focus and evade. It's very hard to put damage through. Whereas a TIE SF with the lightweight frame feels like a pretty fair ship to me. It doesn't have a native evade token, so I feel like it's more reasonable that I can expect to push damage through on it, whereas I probably won't kill it in a single volley. Same with the TIE Striker. It's like these ships feel like they're more balanced in game terms. It's just the more broken ships that we've seen from a couple releases ago that are really kind of keeping them out of the limelight.
Right. And also, I mean, the iconic X-Wing ships were all from the first few waves of X-Wing. And so now we're moving in the territory where most of the newer ships are the ones seeing most of the table play. And those are the less iconic ships. Whereas if we got even just a card pack that had fresh pilot abilities and maybe adjusted point costs, you could get, with an updated design, find ways to keep these iconic ships in the game. That would also be sweet.
So there's a thought. That's something we haven't seen Fantasy Flight do before, where they just released cards as an expansion. Every time we always get a model with our ships, or if they're going to try and fix a ship like the TIE Defender or the B-Wing and the A-Wing, they always release a new expansion. They usually offer alternate paint schemes and then include these cards to try and quote-unquote fix the ships. We haven't to this point seen Fantasy Flight do anything where they're just going to release upgrade cards in a pack or just going to release new pilot cards. Do you think that's something we'll see in the future, Carson?
I hope we get something like the Corellian Conflict, a full campaign system. The campaigns they've released for X-Wing so far are okay, but I would like to see a more higher production campaign system within X-Wing for directing more narrative gameplay. And that would be something I would definitely enjoy, as well as getting new upgrade cards.
And one thing I'd actually really like to see if they did release a campaign, I haven't actually seen how the Corellian Conflict Armada expansion works, but I'm a big fan of role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons, Edge of the Empire, all that kind of stuff. So I would like to see something that was more cooperative and narrative-based, where maybe you have more or less a game master operating all the bad guys, and then you can play with a couple of friends and do kind of a cooperative campaign. I know some X-Wing fans have produced their own cooperative X-Wing campaign called Heroes of the Auturi Cluster, which I've heard some positive feedback on. I haven't played it myself.
Yeah, I've been itching to try that as well. I also think that's a great way to get newer players into the game. Starting up in a head-to-head, you know, kind of the winner-takes-all sort of gameplay can be kind of a negative experience for some players. That's not quite what they want. And so diversifying the ways to play X-Wing, I think, is great just to include more players into it. Because at the core, the mechanics of the game are so great that so many people can appreciate the thematic dogfighting that it would be great to diversify also the players that enjoy playing less competitively focused games.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to see, even within competitive formats, to see more diversity in what you can do with X-Wing. Really, the main formats we have is just the 100-point dogfight, and then you see some epic play. They've started to expand a little bit on the formats with things like the Hangar Bay format, where you're bringing two different lists, and you kind of play this mind game with your opponent about which list am I going to fly in this game. I would love to see some more new player-friendly stuff that's objective-based, maybe, or, I don't know, something along a non-dogfight format.
Absolutely. And if any of our listeners have had any great ideas about non-traditional ways to play X-Wing, please shoot us a message on our Facebook page or send us a message on Twitter. That'd be great.
We would love to hear about some cool stuff you guys came up with for your local X-Wing scenes. Hey guys, time for a quick Patreon update. We got an update from our acrylics manufacturer. He got his laser repaired, but unfortunately had some other damaged equipment. So we still don't have an exact timetable for when we're going to be able to get those new set of tokens out to you guys. As it stands, we're still waiting to produce more target locks to send out to people who started subscribing in January. At this point, we should have caught up with sending out all the range rulers. So everyone who is supposed to receive a range ruler in the month of February, I have sent those out. So hopefully you'll be receiving those soon. Might take a couple more weeks for you international subscribers.
And if you had any issues getting your range ruler, please reach out to us and let us know so we can fix that ASAP.
Yeah, at this point, we are also starting to run out of those first batch of range rulers, which we were hoping to produce last month as well. We will try to get these out to you as soon as possible, just as soon as our manufacturers back up to making the tokens. We do appreciate your guys' patience on this. We really didn't intend for this to be an issue. We expected, oh, we're going to put in another order, get another batch of tokens, start sending them out right away. We really appreciate you guys supporting the show, and we will try to get these out to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, we're still doing our raffle month to month. So we've got some raffle prizes to announce for this month, the month of March. We already posted them on our Facebook page a couple days ago. But just to reiterate what we'll be announcing when we do the drawing next week, we've got four different prizes here, our way of apologizing for the delays in all the token production and mailing.
Yeah, so we got a set of Ion tokens, a set of stress tokens. Hopefully you won't need either of these, but they're nice to have just in case.
Both of these are sets from recent Fantasy Flight tournament kits, so they're the official acrylics from Fantasy Flight. We've also got two promo cards we're giving away. We're giving away an Inquisitor promo card, alt art, from the most recent World Championship. And we're also giving away a 10 Num promo. This is from a much older tournament kit for the 10 Num B-Wing.
Hopefully you can snipe some Fang Fighters with those direct crits.
In order to be eligible for this raffle, you have to have become a patron of Radio TCX during the month of February or any time before that. We're going to plan on giving away a lot more cool stuff next month, so if you're interested in being a part of the next raffle, please go on to patreon.com/radiotcx and becoming a patron today.
Now back to the cast. Tim, do you have dreams of just piling focus tokens as high as you can?
Sometimes I dream of getting two, maybe even three focus tokens on a single ship.
I definitely lose sleep trying to figure out where to move my focus tokens at the start of combat. Who needs more focus tokens? Is it Fen? Is it Manaroo? Or is it Asajj?
So Carson and I can't stop thinking about the Paratani list. I know it's kind of obvious. This list is winning multiple regionals. It just won the Kashyyyk System Open. This list is all over the place.
Yeah, and of course, as responsible podcasters, we've had to put the list on the table just to see what it can do. What are its strengths? What are its weaknesses?
And just from my initial couple games with it, I can definitely see why this list is so popular. It's got a lot of strong potential. It is a very strong list in a lot of different categories. It's a pretty high hit point total for a competitive list. You've got a lot of guns on the table with a lot of diverse abilities. And it doesn't even take that many upgrade cards to get this list up and running.
So just to remind our listeners, this Paratani list, it's an Atani Mind Link list, and the name Para comes from the creator over in Europe. Now, the list is, at the core, Manaru with just Atani Mind Link, Fen Rao with Atani Mind Link, that Concord Dawn Protector title, and Auto Thrusters, and Asajj Ventress, who we at the show are big fans of Asajj.
We tried getting that ship going with the TC Express list back in the day, which ended up not being as strong as we hoped it would be.
And Asajj in this list has just Atani Mind Link and the Lats Razi crew, which we saw multiple players in the top 16 cut from this year's Worlds running Lats Razi. Paul Heaver had Lats Razi on his Asajj to great success.
And I have to admit, I definitely underestimated the Lats Razi crew card. You can look back at our past shows when that first came out. I was kind of not paying attention to it. I didn't think it would have that strong of an impact, but it's definitely a very valuable card, especially in the current metagame.
Yeah, I think my first impression was, oh, that's cute with Asajj. It turns out it's a lot more than cute. It's very awesome. You turn Asajj into a synergistic tank.
Well, it's absolutely devastating, because what this list does great, like any competitive list, is it makes it really hard to decide which ship your opponent wants to shoot first. When you're looking at Asajj with Atani Mind Link, one of your friendly ship takes a focus, so Asajj gets a focus. You can then take an evade action, because the Lancer-class pursuit craft has a native evade action. And then, if they're stressed or you trigger Asajj's ability at range 1 to 2 at the start of combat to give a stress to an opposing ship, you can then add an evade by removing that stress when that ship shoots at you. So you can get three different kinds of defensive modification from this one ship, and it only took one action.
Right, and she's not the only ship in the list getting multiple action.
Oh yeah, I mean, the heart and soul of this list is the Atani Mind Link, which the card, of course, allows you, when a ship with Atani Mind Link is assigned to focus, all other ships with Atani Mind Link are also assigned to focus if they don't already have that token. Same goes for stress. So if a ship with Atani Mind Link gets a stress token, every other ship that doesn't already have a stress token but has the Atani Mind Link also gets a stress token.
Now, this, of course, seems like a huge drawback. If you get one stress, then your whole list gets stressed. But the altering pilot skills and all of these ships having access to so many great green maneuvers really makes the list function pretty fine under stress.
Because what's happening here is, even if a ship is already stressed, it doesn't need to clear that stress to get assigned another focus token through Atani Mind Link. So basically, I just have to clear stress on one of my ships, take the focus action, and then all my ships get a focus, whether they're stressed or not.
Right, and if you're, say, selecting a red maneuver or choosing to go over debris field during the planning phase, when you're going to take a stress that would then stress all of your ships, you can accurately prepare for that and set green maneuvers as need be. So say Manaru is doing a red sloop, I don't know why, but now Asajj and Fen are also going to get stressed. I can set green maneuvers. Asajj has a ton of green maneuvers at mostly the three speed that you want to be doing anyway, and Fen has greens all through the twos, so that's great. So you just set those accordingly, and your ships have cleared the stress before they're ready to do their action, so that's not even that much of a downside.
I will say you do have to be very aware when you are setting your maneuvers, because I've seen a couple players now who are trying this list out, they're doing fine, and then they make that one mistake where none of my ships have stress. I set a K-turn on Asajj, and I set a Talon roll on Fen. Well, suddenly, when Asajj moves, everybody gets a stress, and now it's illegal for me to perform that red maneuver on Fen, so he just ends up doing a two straight, which is not where you want to be typically if you intended to flip around.
But what the list does amazing is when you do need to K-turn or Talon roll with one of your ships, that ship can do that, and then it will already probably have a focus token by that point, and then Manaru can chuck another focus token, or if need be, her target lock over to that ship. You did a Talon roll to get into range 1 with Fen and can end up with focus target lock for a devastating 5-dice attack.
Manaru is definitely one of the most powerful card abilities in the game. It's been super relevant. We've seen it in Dengaru builds starting off with Dengar and Manaru. We saw some Dengar Bossk builds start to counter those Dengar Manaru builds. And now Manaru's as relevant as ever with Fen and Asajj. What makes Manaru really effective with Tani Mind Link is that when you pass the tokens from Manaru to one of your other friendly ships, since they're being assigned a focus token, Manaru also then gets a focus token in return. So losing minimal modification with Manaru by passing away your tokens.
Now, there's a lot of other competitive lists that get very good action efficiency. That's kind of what you need to have to be successful in X-Wing. But what this list does so well is it's got tools for just about every matchup. You have the high pilot skill Fen Rao, who can erase ships with those 5-dice attacks at range 1. And he's a survivable ace ship with the Concord Dawn Protector title, auto thrusters, very reliable against turrets. Not so much at range 2. But then you also have Asajj, who has her stress control and is a great kind of bruiser of a ship that just wants to get into the scrum of the fight, use that mobile firing arc, always have shots, and mitigate a lot of those shots coming back to her with Focus, Evade Token, and Lats Razi. And then, of course, you have Manaru, who's pretty mobile, can be an effective blocker, and still set up the action efficiency for the rest of your list.
Well, being able to use Manaru as a blocker is very cool with a Tani Mind Link, where you can just throw Manaru in there, get the key block. Maybe you bump into a ship so you don't even get an action. Well, if one of your friendly ships takes a focus, Manaru still gets a focus and then can pass it and then gets assigned another focus. So you might block with Manaru, not even get an action, and you're still passing focus tokens from Manaru to your friendly ships.
Yeah, it's great. The list really doesn't have too many terrible matchups. There's really just a few scenarios that are pretty troublesome for the Paratani list.
Yeah, there's a couple distinct weak points and weaknesses that this list does have, though there are pretty few.
Yeah, and lucky for me, I ran into it twice this past week. But ships like Wes Jansen, Karner Jax, or the scum Old Tarok, which all strip or cancel focus and evade tokens, this list is all about piling up focus tokens, and when you don't get to do that, your ships are a lot less effective.
Yeah, because there's a big difference between a Fen Rao with 3 focus tokens who can use them versus a Fen Rao at range 1 of Karnor. Those 3 focus tokens aren't going to do anything for you.
Right. I mean, and Fen does have the extra dice, and hopefully you get the title. But at that point, you're really just preying on good green dice, which if anyone's played X-Wing long enough, no, that's not a successful strategy.
One way you know that Paratani is one of the top lists is that people are developing lists and choosing ships that are very good at countering it. I think you mentioned Old Tarok, which I think is one of the best ships right now to counter this list, because you're going to strip away all of those stacked on focus tokens from maybe a souped up Fen Rao.
Yeah, and another thing is, like, the Paratani list is maxed out in efficiency. It's using every point it can, so it's always going to be functioning at the full 100 and can't really cut any points for initiative. And why that's so huge is if your opponent can control the initiative and has effects like Old Tarok that happens at the start of combat, they can choose to give you initiative so that your Manaru passes the tokens first and then they're able to Tarok away the tokens. Because conversely, if your opponent had to Old Tarok first, strip all your green tokens, then Manaru can just pass a focus back, and that's not that big of a deal. But because your opponent, if they want to use Old Tarok, is probably going to take an initiative bid, you're kind of at their mercy of that trigger. You can do everything you can to not get into Tarok range, but if they're able to get it off, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, one list that's been very popular, especially here in Minnesota, is the, I guess you call it the Old Fenaru list. It's very similar to Paratani, but it's kind of designed to beat Paratani. You got a Manaru, you've got a Fen Rao, and you've got an Old Tarok all loaded out with a Tani Mind Link and some other upgrades. You've got a little more wiggle room there because you're not investing all those points into Asajj. And this list is very good because you can take a strong bid that easily beats out even the lowest Paratani list. And you're going to then be able to control initiative. That's relevant for a couple reasons. First off, you're matched PS9s on each of your Fen. You're going to want to go the traditional route of you want to move after them, so you give your opponent initiative. You've got an old Turok at pilot skill 7 who's moving after your opponent's Asajj. This is very relevant in trying to arc dodge that mobile firing arc on Asajj. And then, like you just said, Carson, determining who triggers their start of combat abilities first is a huge part of the initiative bid in this case.
Yeah, we saw Ben Lee make all the way to the top 8 at Worlds with this list. He was taking, I think, like a 6-point bid, a 5 or 6-point bid to control start of combat triggers against Manaru for the Dengaru matchup. And Dengaru is a list that can take a bid. Paratani has no really room for a bid. Yeah, you can drop maybe the title on Fen or Lats on Asajj, but you're really compromising either of those ships' defenses in any other matchup. So I don't think it's a great idea. But with Paratani being so popular, other lists taking bids to prey on it, that's a great idea.
So we've only been experimenting with this list for a little bit of time, but I'm interested to play some more with this list to see how it can do in a bunch of different matchups.
I think it's great to get the basic understanding of Paratani, but as just this one list shows, you can easily make your matchup just one step above them. Old T being at pilot skill 7, getting an initiative bid. These are just little incremental advantages that accumulate to a huge advantage. And I think there's a lot of other excellent ships that can pair pretty well against them. So I want to do some experimenting and try and play around with maybe the Mind Link platform in general and see if I can tweak it to get an advantage there. Because there's definitely a lot of great scum ships, not just Shadowcaster and Fangs, that can benefit from the Mind Link.
It does look like that Fen Rao, Old Turok, Manaru are going to be viable, at least for the current tournament season.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Radio TCX. If you enjoy the show, please consider going to facebook.com/Radio TCX and liking our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy the show, please consider going onto iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review with a little comment saying what you like about the show and why other people might like to listen.
If you want to support the show directly and be eligible for next month's raffle, please go on to patreon.com/Radio TCX.
Again, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.